Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast, and today we're going to be talking with Travis Lee about a subject that is important for legal nurse consultants to consider in marketing.
We're starting a new way of providing you with tips that you need for your business. This podcast is available in video format at this link, http://lnc.tips/Travis Lee. That name is TravisLee. The link again is http://lnc.tips/Travis Lee. And Travis's name is all one word, so it's TravisLee. Please check it out on YouTube, and while you're there, look at the many other videos that we have for legal nurse consultants.
Travis is an internationally known expert in getting direct mail delivered, opened, and read. He's the co-founder and president of 3D Mail. He generates huge returns for thousands of businesses every year who use his innovative and effective marketing strategies. He has a unique and tested marketing method that has helped add millions of dollars in sales to a wide variety of businesses, from people who run their businesses out of their kitchen tables to national and multinational businesses, and they are sending millions of pieces of mail a year. His unique techniques and strategies move seamlessly between the business-to-business market and the business-to-consumer market, and they consistently provide positive returns of over 200% to over 3,500% for his clients. I have asked Travis to come today to talk about 3D mail and what that means for us as legal nurse consultants marketing to attorneys. So I think it's important, first of all, to welcome you to the show, Travis, and thank you for spending some time with me today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me, Pat. I'm glad we could get together here with your members and hopefully give them some insight on some direct mail that they may not be used to seeing, and a new and unique and different way to market whatever it is that they're selling or offering.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, can you tell us what is 3D mail?
You know, that's a great question. And I've got some of my stuff here, so I'll show it to you here in a second. That's why I love doing these on screen, because it's such a visual medium. But when we say 3D mail, I literally mean three-dimensional mail. So if you think about most of the mail that you get every day, and I don't care whether you're at the office, at the home office, or at your home, right? We get this big stack of mail, and most of it pretty much looks the same, right? It's number 10 envelopes, probably a window showing through, company name in the upper left-hand corner with their logo. It's flat. It's, you know, if they get real creative, they might use a oversized envelope or a different color envelope or put some copy, what we call teaser copy on the outside, you know. The biggest mailers in the world are the credit card companies, right? So, you know, 50,000 free points when you sign up today, you know, they'll put something like that on the outside. Well, what we're talking about is three-dimensional. We're talking about things that either go into an envelope to give it a third dimension. So let me say, like I said, told you I got some props here. So I'm going to show you actually. So we actually have, what's a good one to show you? We have these little aspirin. See, little like you get at the like you get at the convenience store, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll actually attach these to a top of a letter so that it has something. This is what we call a grabber, because it grabs the attention and it attaches to a letter. What else do we have?
Do
we
they have get crushed in the process of handling mail, or are they, or is the package strong enough?
No, a good question. None of this stuff is going to get crushed. Some of it you've got to use some different kinds of like envelopes to make it work perfect. But like these aspirin, we've mailed out hundreds of thousands of these over the years. So this is something we would put in an envelope to give it, you know, like a, you know, texture, a third dimension. Our best seller in that regard is probably these little boomerangs. So we do this, and we'll probably get to this later, but we want you back, right? So for your clients or patients or whoever who have bought from you or visited you and didn't come back in a normal amount of time. Mm-hmm. So those are grabbers. The other thing that we have are what we call self-mailers, and we include these in 3D mail. This will be cool for your guys, I think. I don't know if you've seen these, Pat. We've got these little pill bottles. And so we actually mail pill bottles in the mail, right? And so as you can imagine, if you're curing a headache, if you're making a bad thing go away, you know, let's say you have printing services and you're marketing to lawyers, and you're going to take the internal headache of all their paper processing and, you know, all that stuff away. We're going to take away that headache. We're going to take away that pain. We'll send mm-hmm. something like this.
Mm-hmm. Which yeah, is a good message for the aspirins too.
Exactly. We've got these little bank bags. These are actual, you know, like when you used to have cash at the end of the day, you took it to the bank, right? Mm-hmm. So we actually have these little bank bags. We actually put a letter right inside, right? And so if you're helping people make money, let's say you're a consultant, or let's say you help people negotiate better prices with their phone people, right? Things like that. That would be a great one to use. So when we say 3D mail, what we're really talking about is just different, unique mail that you're probably not sending, your competitors certainly aren't sending. And the bottom line is it's different enough that it gets your clients or your prospects' attention. That's what we're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about something that I did many years ago when I had a mnemonic called SALT, which stood for screening cases, identifying and analyzing cases, locating expert witnesses, and transcribing medical records. So it stood for screening, analyzing, locating, and transcribing. And at the dollar store, I found these little salt and pepper shakers that were one unit. So the salt was on the top, yep. The pepper was on the bottom. And I took labels and I spelled out what each of those letters meant. And we gave them away when we were exhibiting. And you would have thought from people's reactions that I was handing them a $100 gift. I got, you know, so many reactions of, oh, isn't that cute? And, oh, that's wonderful. And that's creative. And I was amazed. I kept buying these until the store no longer carried them and I couldn't get them in bulk anymore.
Yep.
I think what you're touching on is the fact that it's a different dimension. It's not something flat that they expect to receive in the mail. Gives it an appeal that makes it memorable.
You're exactly right. And so, and this is a kind of a broad statement I'm going to make here, and we'll go broaden the narrow and broaden the narrow, but any kind of marketing, and I know we're going to talk about direct mail and specifically 3D mail, but any kind of marketing, and the example that you gave is a perfect example. Standing at a booth as people rush by trying to not make eye contact with you, and you've got 2 seconds to get them to stop, hear your three words, and then get them to pay attention. Well, in marketing, that's the biggest challenge we have in marketing, is getting seen, is getting heard, is getting read, is getting paid attention to. That's our biggest challenge. And so when you do things that are different, in your case, handing out salt and pepper shakers, which I love, and I mean, I've used this stuff for trade shows for 15 plus years almost now. So we can go into depth about trade shows if you want. But even if it's just showing up in the mailbox, right? If, you know, the example I like to give is there's a reason Super Bowl commercials are so expensive. Mm-hmm. It's because not only are there so many eyeballs watching it, there are eyeballs watching it just for the commercials, right? So when I go and speak, I say, how many of you watch the Super Bowl? And, you know, 80, 90% of the hands go up. And how many of you watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials? And about 50 or 60% of the hands stay up, right? And so that's why those ads are so expensive. Not necessarily because there's so many people watching, that does help, but because you've got a captive audience. And so when you're able to, you know, when you're able to cut through that clutter, and again, this online, offline, in the mailbox, on TV, it doesn't matter. That's the biggest hurdle we have. And so that's the thing that we're, overcoming is getting attention and getting the eyeballs onto the, onto our message, which is ultimately what we want, right? If I could send out a number 10 envelope as cheaply as possible, trust me, I would do it every single time. But if no one reads it, it doesn't matter, right? You know, think about yourself on the couch and you're flipping through and you've got the DVR and you're flipping all the commercials. We do the same thing with everything in our lives, email, TV commercials, direct mail. It doesn't matter. So we've got to get noticed. That's what we're looking to do.
Why does 3D mail get such great results and improve your return on investment?
Well, that's, I'm glad you phrased it that way, because that's what we're concerned about, right, is our return on investment. That's the most important part. We talked about this a little bit already. I guess I kind of let the cat out of the bag, but it gets the attention, right? It gets, you know, so if you pick up an envelope with, say, a boomerang inside, as soon as you pick up that envelope, you know that there's something inside. You know that it's more than just a sheet of paper that you're used to. You can see it. There's, you know, the outline of it. You can pick it up. You can hold it. Then once you open it up and reveal what it is, the curiosity gets you to begin with, right? You have to know what's inside. And here's one of the big things that we find is that and this goes for any kind, again, any kind of marketing or sales message, is if they get involved, if they pick it up, if they hold it, they touch it, if they stay involved longer, right? We all know that as salespeople, the longer you can spend in front of a sales prospect, the better chance you have of a sale. It's no different in marketing. So if we can get them to touch this thing and hold it and, you know, get involved with it and have time spent with it, now we've got engagement. Now we've got, you know, instead of having a 2-second interaction and they just, you know, dump it into the garbage, they pick it up, they hold it, they look at it. It's that psychological thing now that says, well, now I'm invested. And they don't think of this consciously, by the way. This is not like, okay, I've now held this for 5 seconds instead of 2 seconds. It's okay, I'm invested now. So let's read the letter, let's see what's inside. And that's what makes it so effective, is that we're just able to hold their attention. We're able to look and feel and act different than all the other marketing messages they're seeing right now. And keep in mind, right, everyone's getting a big stack of mail, right? So we're not only competing with all the other things going around them, we're competing in that stack of mail as well. So if we can be the first thing they pick up, they hold, they look at, they spend more time with our message than anybody else's, we're already creating an advantage for ourselves.
And would that boomerang in the example that you're giving be imprinted with the name of the company, or is it a plain boomerang?
Most of my clients just send them out plain. We do get them imprinted sometimes. I'll be honest, it's probably less, more cost effective if we were, and we've done this before, is to just get little stickers and stick them on there, right? Uh-huh. It really depends. I mean, most of my clients are just using a plain old boomerang, putting it we actually use an oversized envelope and sending it out. We do have some stuff that we brand, but by and large, that gets more expensive, and we find that it can increase response. And we actually, it actually does help with, if you're doing stuff to, say, a current or past client base. So let's say you're trying to upsell them or cross-sell them into another product or service, or if they bought something and now they need to buy the next thing, then we find that the brand recognition works well, right? Because there's a relationship. But if you're going after prospects or people who may or may not have a relationship with you, we find it's just more cost effective to use this stuff as an unbranded deal, get it out there and get your message in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about why you started this company. What potential did you see when you began the business?
You know, it's funny. So I'm going to say we, and I know you know this, Pat, I started this business with my father, Keith, in 2000. We hatched the idea in 2007. We launched in 2008. And for years, he had another business that he had since sold. When I graduated college, I came to work with him in that business. Again, we since sold it, now spend all my time doing the 3D mail stuff. But we used this kind of stuff to grow that business. And we were selling to almost exclusively to small and regional size retail stores, right? So your mom and pop on Main Street, maybe a 6 or 8 unit, retail store that might have 6 or 8 different units throughout, the greater area. And we use that, we use this stuff to grow that business. And so we were sending out things, we sent out real money, real $1 and $2 bills, right? And so this is, long before I was even out of college to come and work with my father, but he was sending $1 and $2 bills in the early to mid 90s. We did a thing where we put on a big event and had speakers and that kind, a boot camp type of deal. And we sent out magic 8-balls because they were going to find the magic for their business. We just use this stuff all the time, not really knowing what we were doing, right? You just kind of, okay, it worked. I guess we'll continue to do it. Mm-hmm. And about 2007. And so that business was a wholesale distribution business. I'm not going to get into the details of it. We don't got time, but big warehouse full of stuff. And we bought it in bulk and broke it down, brought hundreds and thousands of pieces of everything, broke it down into dozens and hundreds. So basically what we still do now in this business to a large degree. So it fit that business. It was something we used. It was something we liked. It was something we enjoyed doing. It was different. And real quickly, I'll tell you how we actually got started was, we actually went to a mastermind meeting with a guy named Bill Glazer. I don't know if you're familiar with him, one of our marketing gurus, right? And we went to his mastermind group. There was, 15 or 18 other people in the room. And we sat around the table, and time came for us to give our pitch and, not our pitch, to get our feedback from the group. And, they had seen that we had used this stuff to grow that business. And we said, hey, we're looking to, we've got connections overseas. We can find the manufacturers. We can bring this stuff in real inexpensively, hold it in our warehouse. Is there a business for this? You guys have seen our success. Is there a business to be had from this? And before we left, we could have been taking orders right then and there, right, from the various members. So, it's one of those stories where it worked for us. People asked about where we did the same thing as you. We'd go to dollar stores. We'd go to dollar stores and pick up as many of these little trinkets as we could until they were out. And people would come to us and say, hey, you're having success with this. Where are you finding this stuff? And we'd say, well, go to your nearest dollar store and cross your fingers that they have them, right? So we took that idea and we standardized it, I guess you could say. We found a box that we could fit in, if you will, and we started selling the stuff. And that was, like I said, 2007, we had the idea. By 2008, we had launched the business. Not a great time to launch a business in 2008, but we survived and are growing now. And I guess you could say the rest is history. We sold that other business. I concentrate all my time now on 3D mail, and my father has since started another business as a true entrepreneur. So he's got his other business now. But that's basically how it started. We did so well with it personally in our own businesses that we thought other people would probably want to do this too.
Before we continue, I'd like to share a resource that offers you a couple of dozen valuable ways to market your LNC business. How to Market on a Shoestring Budget is online training just for you. Do you think marketing is expensive? It doesn't have to be. In this one-hour training, you'll learn how to use easy-to-implement techniques of promotion that will get you and your company noticed. These 24 techniques are free or low cost. Get immediate access to the program at this link, http://lnc.tips/shoestring. That link again is http://lnc.tips/shoestring. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the price.
And we talked about the 3D mail in the mail context. And I've mentioned that I used giveaways when I was exhibiting to attorneys. You know, could you comment about the different ways that you can use 3D mail?
Great question.
Or 3D objects, so, I should say.
Yeah, no, it's great. No, so your example is perfect. I'll give you a great example of how we used it just like you did. So we have these messages in a bottle, right? So they're made to look like a, there we go, and the bottom comes off, and they're, you know, they're fun. This would be a self-mailer. So we're going to roll up our letter, stick it inside, put it on the outside. Well, we were at the Direct Marketing Association. This was probably 2010, 2012. The DMA, Direct Marketing Association, it's the group of record for people like me, right? People who do direct response marketing, direct mail, that kind of stuff. Well, there are, I don't know, 1,500 vendors, 25,000 attendees. I mean, they take up two floors of the San Francisco Convention Center, right? So this is not small stuff. So what we did is we got the list of all the, you know, so most companies were bringing 3, 4, 5, 6 people, right? I mean, so these are mainly big businesses. We got the names of the top row name, right? So the name of the owner, the most senior person on that list is who's coming. And we got, oh, I don't know, 2,500 names or so. And we sent them this with a message inside. Well, so, you know, it went to the top 10% of the list, which was good. But now to bring it full circle, so we mailed these out. Now we're in a room with 1,500 other exhibitors. We had the smallest booth possible, 10 by 10. And those of you who've been to any of these things, of course, you've got your big behemoth companies, right? And they've got the end caps and they've got, you know, a 60 by 60 and they've got all their people there. Well, we've got one little booth, right? So we've got to figure out a way to get these people who, again, eyes down, heads down, walking by as fast as they can without trying to talk to anybody, right? So what we did is, knowing that we mailed these, anybody who walked by, we would say, excuse me, did you get our message in the bottle in the mail before you came? Every single person, I shouldn't say every single person, 90, 95% of the people stop in their tracks, look at it, kind of give you an inquisitive look, and then give you an answer. Now, we knew we only sent these to about 10% of the people attending, right? Because we only sent it to the top name with every business that was there. So we knew most of them were going to say no. However, it got the conversation started. Even if they said no. Now, if they said yes, then it was like game on, right? They got it. It was great. They engaged us. You know, how did you send it? I want to know more. But even the ones that didn't get it would say, well, you know, that's interesting. You mailed that to me? So you get, just as you described with your salt and pepper, you get that stop, you get that break, you're able to kind of shake them out of their shell, and now they've got this. And so we did this. So we obviously used it pre-show. We did it at the show, right? And then we've used this stuff post-show, right? So now you've gotten your list and names of people, you exchange business cards, you did whatever it is that you do at a trade show, the zillion different things that you could do. Well, now what? Because now what's going to happen is they're going to go back to their office next week and they're going to hear from probably every person they gave a business card to, right? So now how do you be different, right? So we've used it pre-show, during show, post-show, the boomerangs. I kind of told you a little bit of that. This is one that we use for past clients. So we want you back. So this is now going into your client customer list, finding people who have, you know, I'll use a very basic example that everyone can relate to. Everyone knows you're supposed to go to the dentist every 6 months. Well, if you go to the dentist in January and then you don't go by June, you're lost. So what should that dentist do? They should send a boomerang. Every business has clients like that. So we've sent boomerangs. What else have we done? I have a client years ago now who was a roofer. And you know, those of you who are kind of in the contractor world, there's this thing called the 5-house rule, which is if you're working on a house, he was a roofer, but it goes for just about any contractor. If you're working in a house, the 5 houses that look that are closest to them know you're there, saw your truck, know what's going on, right? And so they have this 5-house rule in that you go to the 5 houses around you and leave flyers or leave behinds or whatever. He would leave little treasure chests, and I don't have one with me, I apologize, but I mean literally like the size of a shoebox, a little treasure chest. He would put his note inside, put the treasure chest on the, if he, you know, knocked and they weren't there, he'd leave it on the doorstep because they wanted to protect the biggest treasure in their life, which was their house, right? And so, you know, that's another way you could use this. Man, we use it for cold prospecting. I have a client right now who, and this could be very easily done in the legal services arena as well, or targeting the legal services area. He happens to target banks and credit unions. A very good client of mine, and we are prospecting now. So we are going to these people. They have no idea who we are. And we are sending fun stuff, like we've sent a bank bag. I think we sent this one's great. We've got little trash cans as well. We sent these express envelopes. And so what we're doing is we're sending them ahead, and then a sales team is making phone call follow-ups and emails and LinkedIn and all that stuff behind it, right? So he's using it to prospect, to put people in, and we've evolved the offer a little bit. Right now, it's a free consult for a brand audit, right? And I won't get into the details of it, but really, if you're looking for a way to stand out from the clutter in any type of form, I had a chiropractor use these for a, they went to the, you know, the little sidewalk sale, you know, not the sidewalk sale, you know, one of those community gatherings where they shut down the street and they, you know, got the whole stuff going on. And he was a chiropractor, and he used these as giveaways, knowing that when everyone goes to these things, they got their bag and they fill everything up with all the freebie stuff's given away. Well, now what happens when they go back home? Well, they got this big bag full of stuff and they dump it out. And now what do they look at? Well, what are they going to look at first? A little flyer from whomever gave it to them? Or are they going to look at something like this first? So, long-winded way of saying, there's a lot of different ways you can use this besides just putting it in the mail. And besides just putting it in the mail for prospecting, I mean, your current clients, we used it for like referral centers. So again, those of you that serve that are in the law space, referrals back and forth from lawyer to lawyer who aren't in competing services, right? So tax guy to immigration guy to tax guy, that kind of stuff. We've even used it for that kind of discussion back and forth. So an immigration lawyer mailing to a family lawyer or mailing to a tax advisor or something like that. So really anywhere where you want to take advantage and be thought of different and stand out, that's where you can use this stuff.
And I know that people listening to this, is my, one of my final questions for you is going to be, well, do I have to invest a fortune in order to buy these 3D objects to give away to people? What is the value, or what's the cost that somebody might be looking at?
Yeah. So by and large, we find that they're, well, not fine. By and large, so you had mentioned branding them and that kind of stuff. By and large, this stuff is way less expensive than, say, giving away other types of branded stuff. Let's, you know, if you're at a trade show or something like that. Compared to like mailing, right? Of course, something like this is going to cost more than a postcard or your standard sales letter, right? However, for a lot of this stuff, the boomerangs that I showed you, the little compasses that I may or may not have shown you, the aspirin, they don't hardly add any cost to your mailing, but it's going to get the desired result. And what I tell people is there's no such thing. And I'm a business owner, right? I get it. We've got cash. We've got cash flow. We've got to worry about that, right? But there really is no such thing as an expensive or inexpensive media as long as it gets results. That's what we're looking for. And so everyone always says, I shouldn't say always, but the people that I haven't trained very well yet will always say, well, why would I send out a piece of mail for $2 or $3 when I can send out a postcard for 75 cents? And I'll tell them, well, that's great. If you can send out 10,000 postcards at 75 cents a piece, $7,500, I made the math easy for me, and you can get a positive ROI, then you should do it. That's something that would work for you. But if you send out 10,000 postcards and nobody replies and nobody orders and nobody inquires, you're right. You're no better off than you were last time. And in fact, you're $7,500 less richer. But if you spend something like this, so something like this out the door may cost you $4 or $5 out the door. People think, oh my goodness, that's so expensive. But if we can get take that same $7,500 and turn it into a multiple of that, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for ROI. That's the only thing we're concerned about. So what I tell people is much smaller lists. So don't, you know, 10,000, let's put that number off to the side. Let's find like the 500 people in that list of 10,000 that are perfect for us. And add or subtract zeros if you want. If you've got a list of 1,000, find 50. If you've got a universe of a million, find 100,000, right? It doesn't really matter what the number is, but find that number and send only to the smaller number and send more intriguing, different things. And I can almost always guarantee you that your results will be better over time using this kind of stuff versus using a cheap or using the cheapest or the cheaper alternative. So that's the thing to remember, ROI. If we put in two quarters and we get back three quarters, let's continue to put in two quarters. It's not a cost at that point.
Well, I appreciate your expertise, Travis. Please tell our listeners how they can find out more about what you offer.
You bet. So did my video go away? That's all right. So what we've put together is a booklet, and I don't have it here. I should have brought it. I apologize. We've got a book. It's called The Definitive Guide to Using 3D Mail to Skyrocket Your Results. And so it's completely free. It's a 52-page book along with a downloadable swipe file. So I showed you all this stuff. I showed you pill bottles. I showed you bank bags and boomerangs. What we have is a downloadable swipe file that we include with that. So you can get sample letters for all this stuff. So when we first started this business, everyone came to us and said, love it, want to use it, don't know how to write sales copy, right? Mm-hmm. So we said, oh, hey, we can do this. So we put together templated sales letters that people can use for these things. And then we include it, like I said, with a 52-page book on how to use this stuff, how and why and when, some of the stuff you and I talked about. It goes into some more depth as well. But if you go to 3dmailresults.com/book, so I'll spell that for you. The number 3, the letter D, mailresults.com/book. You'll be able to get the free book, the downloadable swipe file. You'll see all of the products that we offer. You'll see some of the stuff in action because I practice what I preach. So once you request that book, you'll get some of the stuff in the mail so you can see how you like it, see how it shows up, see if it's going to work for your business. So again, 3dmailresults.com/book, completely free, no credit card, no shipping, no just name, email address, and mailing address, and we'll get that to you in the mail just as quick as we can.
Well, thank you, Travis. I appreciate you sharing your ideas. I know that the people listening to this program are having their wheels spinning, thinking about what would be appropriate to send to attorneys, given the mixture of medical and legal concepts that we function in. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat. I appreciate it.
And this has been Pat Iyer and Travis Lee talking about 3D mail, also known as lumpy mail, and how you can use this in your business. Stay tuned. We'll have a new show next week, and be sure to tell other Legal Nurse consultants about Legal Nurse Podcast. That's it for today.
Be sure to get our inexpensive online training on how to market on a shoestring budget by going to this link, http://lnc.tips/shoestring.
And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.